Let us sing joy for the Lord. Let us shout the Lord to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker.
Hello. Good morning, everybody. It's great to see you this morning. You're all very welcome along to St. Field Road Presbyterian Church. My name's Johnny.
And I'm Jacob. This is a very special service. It's going to be led by the children in the Ark.
Sounds great. Will we give everyone at home a bit of a wave then, will we, Jacob?
Yeah.
Do you think they're waving back?
I don't know.
Not so sure. Well, Jacob, tell us what's going to be happening this morning.
Well, the girls and boys will be leading the prayers, the Bible readings and the worship songs. They will show you some of the things we've been learning about God for each one. And Kyle will be teaching us from the Bible.
Sounds great, Jacob. I'm sure, like me, everyone back at home, you guys have really missed having our children on Sunday mornings. They really help us to see and to know and to hear God in a different way. So I hope your faith will grow stronger as they lead us this morning. And please come back and join us this evening on Zoom at 7 o'clock. The young people from Red will be leading us in a time of fun and fellowship with some games and prayers and sharing some of the things they've been learning about God during lockdown with all the usual Red energy and fun.
Now let's talk to our Father God, celebrating how amazing he is and is remembering all the good things he's given to us. Let us pray.
God, you are amazing. I thank you that you are with us in this hard time. The Bible doesn't say that it will be easy, but the Bible does say that it will work out. Amen.
God, you are amazing, and I want to thank you for my family and friends.
God, you're awesome, and I want to thank you for my food and water.
Thank you, my teddy,
God, you are great, and I want to thank you for church and fun things like GB and Junior Vibe.
Thank you, God, for Chickie.
God, you are amazing, and I want to thank you for all the good things like screens to watch our services, food, space outside to play, that we've still had during lockdown.
God, you are the God of love. Thank you for my Nana and Papa.
God, you're kind. Thank you for the NHS.
God, you are amazing. Thank you for my friends.
God, you are amazing, and I want to thank you for my family.
God, you are super. Thank you for our solar system.
God, you are an amazing creator. I want to thank you for the snail.
God, you are brilliant. God, thank you for my family, like my daddy, my mummy, my papa. Amen.
God, you are amazing, and I'd like to thank you for my life.
Well, I really miss not being able to go to school. I miss seeing my friends and doing my piano lessons. I also miss fun things like drama time, junior vibe, and GB.
And Lucy, have you found anything enjoyable during lockdown?
I have enjoyed not having to get up so early in a rush because school is at home. I have also enjoyed having more time to cycle on my bike and doing drama time on Zoom.
Have you learned anything about God or how God has been with you?
I have learned that we can trust God no matter what happens. He will always be with us. We can worship God at home as well as in church. In E20, we've been learning about 10 commandments. Ben has made a video to help us to remember them. Let's watch it together now.
The 10 Fingered Commandments. Always exercise first. Are you ready? Number 1. Have no other gods before me, says the Lord. I am the one and only true God. Number 2. Do not bow down to other idols or make other gods to worship. Number 3. Do not misuse the name of the Lord your God. It's powerful and precious. Number 4. Remember the Sabbath. A day every week to set apart and rest with God rightly. Number 5. Honour your father and your mother. Number 6. Do not murder. Number 7. Do not commit adultery. A husband and wife should be faithful in their love together. Number 8. Do not steal. Number 9. Do not lie. Number 10. Do not covet. Don't selfishly want what others have for yourself. These are the 10 commandments, God's law given to us.
Over the last few weeks, the children have received fabulous teaching by some members of our church family in E20 Minutes, learning about the Ten Commandments. Also as part of that, they've had worksheets and colouring in sheets, so we're going to see some of their lovely works of art right now.
My name is Lucy, and here are a few sheets that I've done from E20.
This is my favourite picture because it's a great reminder of the fourth commandment, which is to keep the Sabbath holy.
This is the poster we made at home at church to help us remember about God. God loves me so much.
God is amazing.
In my edition of Counting on God.
It's a mystery that sets me free.
Hi, I'm Jacob Bell, and I'm going to tell you about my life in P7 during lockdown.
Jacob, tell us, what has been different during lockdown?
Well, a few things have been different. It's been a bit different not seeing your friends and all. But for me, it's been a bit hard because, well, I've missed P7 and a few other things. But I also miss hanging out with my friends and going to people's houses.
What's it been like to be in P7, Jacob, and for it to finish in this way?
It's a bit awkward, but it's really hard for some other people because we miss out on our school trip, which is like a big one to Edinburgh for a week. But I've already been on a few trips, but it was still a bit sad for me. But lots of other people have just missed out on that big trip, and that was a big trip.
And what about homeschool, Jacob? What's your homeschool teacher been like?
He's all right. Yeah, he's helped me to learn on a few more things. I've been doing a cool lesson where I had to make and design my own chocolate bar.
It's really good. Nice a slicer. Should offer that out to people. Jacob, tell us a wee bit about your faith during lockdown. Have you learned anything new about God?
Well, God's helped me because he's just shown me that he works in different ways, because who thought he would send a virus to help us bring us together? More people are using the sign of the rainbow.
And Jacob, what about you? How's God been helping you at this time?
Well, there's a few things that he's helped me to do. My Bible reading notes are really helpful. They help me to focus on God, and sometimes sports helps me. It helps me feel a bit more relaxed. Some of the other things that I enjoy is reading and Lego. They help me to concentrate.
And Jacob, finally, what do you miss most about being with people at church on Sunday?
I miss lots. I miss loads of you because I can't see you and talk to you and play with you. Bye.
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 15 and 16. We will speak the truth with love. We will grow up in every way to be like Christ, who is the head. The whole body depends on Christ, and all the parts of the body are joined and held together. Each part of the body does its own work, and this makes the whole body grow and be strong with love.
Hello boys and girls, this week we're going to be looking at the Ninth Commandment, but this time the parents are going to be listening in too. We all have lots to learn about the Ten Commandments, but before I go into the commandment for this week, I have a wee video to show you. In the Bible, the Ninth Commandment says that we should not bear false witness against our neighbours. Whenever we hear that, it might sound confusing at first, but what God's telling us is that we should be honest and not tell any lies. Unlike Pinocchio, we shouldn't make things up and be dishonest. Way back when we were looking at the Second Commandment, Neil Templeton helped us to think about God's rules being there not to steal our fun, but are given to us by a loving Father who cares for us and wants the best for us. If we know that the commandments are there for our good, then why is it that we are told to tell the truth? I have something to show you to help answer this hard question. love sitting by a nice fire, keeping warm and enjoying watching the fire as it burns. Fire is great for heat and light, but it can also be very dangerous if we're not careful. We recently learnt about that from seeing the Australian bushfires, which spread for miles and miles of forests, damaging people's houses and lots of animals. Those fires may have started off as small, but they grew and spread, and before long caused a lot of damage. In the New Testament, in the book of James, it tells us that our tongues, what we use to speak to each other, is like a fire which can cause a great, huge forest fire from just a tiny little flame. When we are just honest and say things or do things which maybe aren't very truthful, we can think that it's maybe a small thing which isn't very important, but just like a fire, it can grow and spread and become a big problem and actually not just affect ourselves but hurt those around us. Let me give you an example in order to help understand this a wee bit better. Say one day Lauren really, really annoyed me, and in my anger I said, "Oh, Lauren is just so mean. Who would really want to be friends with her?" Lauren then finds out that I had said this, and in order to avoid getting in trouble, I say it wasn't me and tell a lie. But instead, my friend Emily gets blamed for saying it, and so everyone starts to exclude Emily because of what I said. Something that I thought was very small and wouldn't make any difference ended up hurting my friend Emily and her being left out. You see, whenever we're dishonest, it makes it harder for people to trust us in the future. Whether we think it's a big or a small lie, these lies can have effects that we actually didn't realise they could have, and it can take a very long time to repair the damage that they cause. You see, if we can't trust each other, it means that we won't share with each other the things that we're worried about or any of the problems that we might have. It will leave us feeling helpless without the encouragement and support which we can get from spending time as God's big family. See, God tells us that there's a better way to act that will lead to us drawing closer together rather than being pushed further apart. In Ephesians, which Adam read for us earlier, it tells us that we are to speak the truth in love so that everyone in God's family can grow together and learn more about God. Even whenever telling the truth is sometimes tough, we're said to speak it in truth so that we can all grow closer together, and so that all together we will get to know more about God. Even when, sometimes whenever we might tell the truth, we think that it might hurt someone's feelings, if we do it with love and kindness and help that person will be able to find true happiness, much more happiness than they would have been able to find unless they were told the truth. Let me give a wee example to help us understand this a bit better. I have a close friend called Chris. And let's imagine that he was really mean to our friends Phil and Katarina. In order for me to tell the truth to Chris and tell him that he's actually being pretty mean, it would be really hard for me to do that. And I would worry that Chris would feel really sad. Even if I tell him the truth and he is really sad, I can then help him, and together we can all be friends and get together and be happy with each other rather than getting annoyed or frustrated. And so through that we can all grow closer. And you see, this example isn't just for boys and girls. This could happen anywhere, whether that's in our schools, whether that's in work, or even if that's in church. We all mess up when it comes to this commandment, if we're being truthful. When we grow up, we sometimes like to think that we make less mistakes. But if we're truthful, maybe we get better at convincing ourselves that we haven't done anything wrong, and that the words or the things that we do haven't hurt others. You see, there's only one person who was ever always honest and was true in everything that they said, and that was Jesus. Compared to us, we realize just how truthful Jesus was. He didn't even tell a single lie, not even a really small one. When we think about him, we just realize how amazing it is that he was always truthful. He showed us the benefits of being able to be honest and shared with us the greatest truth and most important truth that we all know. The greatest mess that all humans have, old and young, is sin. When we realize we sin, we're tempted to pretend that we didn't sin and be dishonest with ourselves, pretending that nothing ever happened. When we break a window, or if we say something hurtful to someone, by being dishonest about it, it never actually fixes the problem. It's only when we tell the truth that we can work out how to fix the broken window, or we can do something to make it up to that person that we let down. And the same happens with our sin. Being dishonest about our sin never actually fixes the problem of our sin. We can't fix this problem alone, and we need someone to make up for the mess that we have made. When we tell the truth about our sin, it is only then that our loving Heavenly Father can show us the greatest truth and can make things better again. That greatest truth, that because Jesus died on the cross to make up for the mess that we make in not obeying the commandments, our sin, our loving Heavenly Father will always forgive us and invites us one day to spend forever with him in heaven. And because we know that God, Jesus, always tells the truth, we can always trust him that he'll be there to help us with our sin. And regardless of how many times we mess up, he will always, always forgive us. As we all look to follow God's commandments, let us remember that by being honest, it helps us all grow together as part of God's family, and encourage one another, knowing that the greatest truth, that because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, that we will always be forgiven by our loving Father, who always wants the best for us. Let's speak to God now and thank him for this greatest truth that we all get to enjoy as part of God's family. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us and always want the best for us. We thank you for your commandments that you have given to us to help us to enjoy the love and joy of being part of your family. We are sorry for the times that we do not tell the truth, and our words and actions not only hurt ourselves, but those around us. We thank you that through Jesus dying for us on the cross, we can always be forgiven for when we mess up, and ask that you will help us become more like Jesus as we look to tell the truth in all that we do. Amen.
Big blue sky. You made the oceans deep and wide. God, you made the trees so tall. Your love is bigger than it all. God, you're bigger than big. You're stronger than strong. You are mightier than mighty and louder than this song. Your love for me stretches farther than far. I can't imagine just how big you are, just how big you are. God, you made our big blue sky. You made the oceans deep and wide. God, you made the trees so tall.
love is bigger than it all. God, you're bigger than big, you're stronger than strong. You are mightier than mighty, and louder than this song. Your love for me stretches farther than far. I can't imagine just how big you are.
We want to thank you for all those working in the NHS. Nurses, doctors, pharmacists, porters, cooks, cleaners, and many more. We thank you that they look after our friends and relatives. Please keep them safe from coronavirus. Please help them to be careful so that they wear their gloves and face masks properly. Help them always to remember to wash their hands. Help them stay calm when they are busy with patients. Help them to show your love and care for others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Dear God, thank you for our schools. Thank you that there are safe places to learn and to play with our friends. Thank you for teachers and classroom assistants and principals and everyone who makes school work.
We pray for them all today and ask you to help them at this hard time. Help the people in charge to make good decisions so that we can go back safe in September. Amen.
Dear God, we pray for missionaries. We pray for John and Marina. Give them energy to do their work. We pray for Heather in these times of uncertainty. We pray for Louise, Gerald and the boys. Keep them healthy as they do your work. Amen.
Dear God, thank you for our grandparents who love and care for us every day. We pray for all grandparents across the world who are feeling scared, frustrated and lonely while separated from their families. Please give grandparents strength and keep them safe until we can see and hug them properly again. Amen.
Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God.
everyone can join us in the blessing.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you.
The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace.
Amen!